Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure, as always. Broadcasting live from the Raleigh Chamber, the Greater Raleigh Chamber 2008 Business Expo. And it's in the Jim Graham Building, ladies and gentlemen. If you're listening locally, it's in the Jim Graham Building at the fairgrounds. And that's where the expo is, and that's where I'm going to be speaking later today. I'm going to be delivering a keynote later today, and then later in the day, even later in the day, I'm going to be doing kind of a breakout session on cash flow. And so I'm looking forward to that. We got thousands of people coming to this expo, and one of the folks who's a big supporter of this expo as a member of the chamber, as a supporter of the expo, as an exhibitor at the expo is Joe Smith. Joe is vice president for development at Wellness Homes. She's in the real estate business. And I can't wait to hear how her business is. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful morning in Raleigh.
It's great to be back in Raleigh. I was telling the audience earlier, this is my third time in 6 or 7 years to be invited back to talk to the entrepreneurial community of the great state of North Carolina, and especially the Raleigh area. And I know that you're a member of the chamber, and I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank you.
So now, Joe, tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, I do general residential real estate, and then we also have a team that does healthy building. We bring in some good healthy woods and good windows, and just we're really about clean air and clean water and, you know, healthy.
All right, wait. Time out, Joe. What's the difference in healthy wood and unhealthy wood? What does unhealthy wood look like?
Well, sometimes during the construction process, especially, of course, we haven't had a lot of rain in the last year and a half, but we have had now. Sometimes there's mold and mildew that's actually on the wood when it's part of, you know, when it's going into the house. Okay, so that's something that we really look for because
you're saying we could get mold in the building materials. You could have a brand spanking new house and have mold because the wood hasn't been taken care of.
That's right. Yeah. It's not uncommon that, you know, years later you find that there's mold in between the drywall that really is the result.
Mm-hmm. So is that the reason for the name Wellness Homes?
Yes, sir.
So that's an interesting. Now, you know, I've been around a long time, Joe. I've been around construction almost all my life. I've never heard that kind of an approach. It's very smart. Are people willing to? I mean, can you charge a premium for that? Is that something? Is that a way of differentiating yourself?
It is, and it's similar to, you know, green building, which is very popular right now and is becoming very necessary. But the difference between green and healthy is we're less about the environment, although we do care about the environment, and more about the internal environment of the home. I guess you could say I'm more of a people hugger than a tree hugger.
I like that. I like the way that sounds. So what are some other examples of how you build a healthy home?
Well, we use HVAC systems that have air filtration built in. And
you know, that's not an option. That's part of the deal.
Yeah, that's part of what we, you know, when you do a wellness home, that would be part of the deal.
And by the way, those filters are really nice.
They really are, and they do make a difference. You know, we've got much higher incidence of asthma and allergies, especially in children right now. And so by making sure, and we use low or no VOC paints and materials.
What does that mean?
That means that there's not a lot of chemicals used in the processing. We use water-based finishing on hardwoods instead of chemical-based. So that's the direction that we're headed.
So you don't use oil-based paint?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get a hard finish on the door frames?
There are actually a number of companies that make products that are headed this direction. It's not as difficult as you think. It's slightly more expensive, but long term, it's really beneficial for you and your family.
Well, with the price of petroleum these days, it shouldn't be more expensive.
That's true.
Right?
We might see a shift going the other direction.
You could actually save people money by going to water-based, couldn't you?
I could. That's right.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, Joe. I don't see any of your water-based folks lowering their price. Do you?
I think that's going to still be in the theory stage.
Well, let me point something else out, Joe. I paid $3 a gallon, $3.25 a gallon for a dollar for a gallon of gas the other day, but I paid $2.50 for a quart of water at the airport. So I don't think water's going down either.
No, water is not going down, and clean water is certainly not going down.
Yeah. If you had told your grandmother 20 years ago that somebody would buy water and pay $3 for a little bottle or something like that, can you imagine what she would have said?
Oh, she would never have believed it. Yeah.
She would have thought you were Daffy, wouldn't she?
That's right. That's right.
So let's get back to the real estate business. Now, are you building very many houses these days?
Well, actually, that's a smaller percentage of what we do and something new that we're doing. But, traditional residential real estate, sales of existing homes and new construction from other builders is still where our focus is.
Well, let's talk about that real estate industry. You know, in Florida, somebody told me the other day in Florida they got 10 years of inventory. Housing inventory in Florida. What's it like around here?
What's it like in the
Piedmont area?
Well, in the Raleigh area, in the Triangle area, real estate is still very strong. We've seen a slight slowdown, but nothing like some other parts of the country are experiencing. And part of that is because we're not overbuilt, and we do still have a lot of people moving in. Mm-hmm. I've heard numbers from anywhere from 60 to 100 people a day still arriving in the Triangle.
The Triangle area is a unique part of a unique economy. It's not quite the level of artificialness that Washington D.C. is, but it's close, isn't it?
Right. We have that same kind of growth, but it's been much more managed, and
right.
And like the Raleigh Chamber has been very involved in making sure that our business is diversified.
Jo Smith is our guest, folks. She's with Wellness Homes, and we'll be right back. 20 after. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from Raleigh, North Carolina, the great state of North Carolina, the great city of Raleigh, in the Triangle area. It's what's called the Technology Triangle area. I think that's one of the things that you hear people talking about that. And one of my sponsors, IBM's got a big operation here, has for a long time. And we're visiting with Jo Smith. She is a real estate executive. She's with a vice president with Wellness Homes. And Jo, we need that website.
My website is josmithrealtor.com.
Jo Smith Realtor. I love that title. Jo Smith Realty. Realtor.
Realtor.com.
Right. And not Realtor.
No.
Right? Not Realtor. Don't, you can't, that's right. josmithrealtor.com. So, now, Jo, well, let me ask you a question. You mentioned a minute ago that the real estate economy around here is not that bad. Can you tell that it's off at all?
It is slightly off, but prices are holding. They're not. We're not seeing the deep discounts that other areas are experiencing, and part of that is because we had very steady growth. We didn't have, the crazy spikes in real estate prices. It's been very steady.
What is an so, what is a 2,000 square foot, the average 2,000 square foot three bedroom rancher cost in the Raleigh area. Now, you know, say it's a 15 year old house, something like that.
Low 200s.
Okay. That's pretty sporty for a lot of the country. I mean, across the country, that's pretty sporty.
Yeah, it is. It's not
real estate's not cheap in the Triangle area, is it?
It's not compared to some other areas, but it's also not as high as in areas like, you know, Northern Virginia or D.C. or
Boston. Oh yeah, that's a wacko world. That's bizarro world for real estate up there. So, what are you guys doing now? You mentioned the healthy home thing. What is your personal position? What is your personal strategy for differentiating yourself? I mean, there's at least two or three other realtors in the Raleigh area, right?
Yes, there's lots of realtors.
What are they? Maybe 20,000 maybe, or something like that?
Probably, yeah. I don't know the exact number, but there are a lot of realtors.
But literally thousands, right?
Yes, literally thousands. Everyone knows someone who does real estate. And
how do you differentiate yourself?
Through networking, through creating relationships with people doing things like this expo and the Raleigh Chamber. I have people that I've known here at the Raleigh Chamber for 5, 10, 15 years. And
Joe, are you saying that you don't just sit in your office and wait on the phone to ring?
No, that would be a way to go broke.
You got to get off your backside, and you got to get out into the marketplace, don't you?
You do. You have to get out in the marketplace. And, you know, somebody may not be thinking about buying or selling their house today, but next week when that conversation comes up, if you haven't been out networking, you're not going to have top of mind when somebody asks for a referral.
Networking,
so you have to do it all the time.
Networking puts opportunity in your sales pipeline, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And when someone refers you, it's a very qualified referral. A very warm lead.
How valuable is a referral compared to somebody that isn't referred?
Oh, gosh, it's immeasurable. It's thousands of times better.
Yeah, it's gold, isn't it?
It cuts the sales cycle by 90%.
If they already know they can trust you, you've been trusted, and they have an idea about your behavior, how you're going to treat them. That's, people are looking for trust, aren't they?
They are. They're looking for people they trust. And with real estate, it's the biggest transaction that you ever do. And, you know, for people, especially when people are selling their house, you know, it's a house that they've, you know, they loved it to begin with. They bought it, and then they moved in and perhaps have raised their family. Maybe they've been there 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and it's part of who they are. You know, as you walk through, you see family pictures and heirlooms and something that was mm-hmm. their grandmother's, and it's a very personal transaction, and it's big business as well.
One of the things that I've noticed in the realtors that I've worked with and met over the years is they get caught up in the features of the house, and they don't pay attention to the home aspect, the connection between where the home is and what it looks like and how it feels to the prospective owner. That's a mistake, isn't it? To focus on the fixtures.
It's the difference between a house and a home. And people need to be able to see themselves living there and getting up in the morning and making coffee and getting kids off to school, or, you know, kicking back at the end of the day, and how it mm-hmm. feels to sit on that porch or enjoy that deck.
It's very much that.
It's living in the house.
And you know, do you ever say anything like, you know, isn't this view going to make up for the big house payment you're going to be making? You never say that, though, do you? Hey, Joe, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. You're going to stay with me one more segment. Folks, we're going to do another.
Okay,
we're going to do the next segment. We're going to bring in Diane Keene, and she is in the internet marketing business. But we're going to get Diane and Joe to talk together about being members of a chamber. What's the big deal about that? That's coming up right after these messages, and then we'll talk with Diane by herself later in the hour. It's 9 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Lindsey Buckingham to take us out.
Then everybody'd be served. like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hair.
We're visiting with, we've been visiting with Joe Smith. We're now visiting with Diane Keene. And Diane, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Diane. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right.
Diane is in the internet business, and Joe is, as you know, is a realtor. And both of these ladies are chamber members, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Diane, how long have you been a chamber member?
For about 7 years.
7 years. And Joe, how long have you been a chamber member?
Over 20 years with different companies.
Over 20 years. And you guys know each other, right? You work together in the chamber.
Yes, we do. Actually, I just saw Joe yesterday.
Yeah. And so now, Diane, we're going to talk a little bit more about your business in a little bit, but tell us about your experience as a member of the chamber.
Well, when I first started my business, it was 7 years ago, and I was at that time working with a lot of smaller businesses. So the expo was probably my very first event that I did, the event that you're at today, and I met several new small businesses or established small businesses and started doing work with them, and those clients really were the foundation for my business in the first few years, and I actually still work with most of them now. But the chamber has been great for me because as my business has grown and our target audience has grown, we've moved from serving a lot of smaller business to more mid-sized businesses and doing more of a mix. I still have been able to establish relationships and network with my target audience, even though my target audience has changed quite a bit over the last 7 years.
But the people that you wanted to reach have still been connected with the chamber, haven't they? Even though your audience has changed.
Exactly.
And Joe, tell us about your experience as a chamber member.
Well, I've been involved with the Raleigh Chamber for actually over 20 years, and
You joined when you were six, right?
Pardon?
You joined when you were six.
I started when I was six, that's right. Yes, attending as a child.
Uh-huh.
And through a number of different businesses. And those relationships of people that I've met through the Chamber have been not only good for business, but they've become friends and co-workers from time to time. So it's a great group of people, and the Raleigh Chamber has been very instrumental in keeping the Triangle a vibrant place to live and good for real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that anyone that wants to do business in the Triangle area should be involved with the Raleigh Chamber.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. We're going to let you go and talk to Diane in the next segment. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you later today.
Thank you. That's right. I'm looking forward to hearing you.
Joe Smith, Diane Keene is going to stay with us. And Jim Blassingame, I'll be right back.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.